Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leo Sutherland. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Foley and he is out, Morrison applying the tag. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball four. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morrison throws to second for one, and Cruz throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summers strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The throw from Wackenfuss to pick off Molinaro, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sutherland. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Trammell moves to third. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summers is walked intentionally. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Kemp scores. Summers moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison misplays the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Summers scores. Wackenfuss moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wackenfuss scores. Cowens moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive towards third. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz strikes out. One out. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morrison moves to second. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to second. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-3 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Pryor moves to third. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Molinaro strikes out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.